I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the president's weekly conversation.
Good morning, everyone. I want to talk about an executive order I'm signing to protect reproductive rights of women. In the aftermath of the Supreme Court's terrible, extreme, and I think so totally wrong-headed decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. In both formalized actions I announced right after the decision, as well as adding new measures today, let's be clear about something from the very start. This was not a decision driven by the Constitution. Let me say it again. This was not a decision driven by the Constitution. And despite what those justices in the majority said, this was not a decision driven by history. You've all probably had a chance to read the decisions and the dissent. The majority rattles off laws from the 19th century to support the idea that Roe was a historic anomaly because states outlawed abortion in the 1880s, toward the end. But that's just wrong. The truth is, today's Supreme Court majority that is playing fast and loose with the facts. Even 150 years ago, the common law and many state laws did not criminalize abortion early in pregnancy, which is very similar to the viability line drawn by Roe. But the Dobbs majority ignores that fact. And the Dobbs majority ignores that many laws are enacted to protect women at the time when they were dying from unsafe abortions. This is the horrific reality that Roe sought to end. The practice of medicine should not be frozen in the 19th century. So what happened? The dissenting opinion says as clear as you can possibly say it. And here's the quote. Neither in law, nor facts, nor attitudes have provided any new reason to reach a different result than Roe and Casey did. All that's changed is this court, end of quote. That wasn't about the Constitution or the law. It was about a deep, long-seeding antipathy toward Roe and the broader right to privacy. As the justice wrote in their dissent, and I quote, the majority has overruled Roe and Casey for one and only one reason. Because it has always despised them, and now it has the votes to discard them, end of quote. So what we're witnessing wasn't a constitutional judgment. It was an exercise in raw political power. On the day the Dobbs decision came down, I immediately announced what I would do. But I also made it clear, based on the reasoning of the court, there is no constitutional right to choose. The only way to fulfill and restore that right for women in this country is by voting. By exercising the power at the ballot box. Let me explain. We need two additional pro-choice senators and a pro-choice House to codify Roe as federal law. Your vote can make that a reality. I know it's frustrating, and it made a lot of people very angry, but the truth is this, and it's not just me saying it, it's what the court said. When you read the decision the court has made clear, it will not protect the rights of women. Period. Period. After having made a decision based on a reading of a document that was frozen in time in the 1860s, when women didn't even have the right to vote, the court now practically dares the women of America to go to the ballot box and restore the very rights they've just taken away. One of the most extraordinary parts of the decision, in my view, is the majority writes, and I quote, Women are not without electoral or political power. It is noteworthy that the percentage of women who registered to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so, end of quote. That's another way of saying that you, the women of America, can determine the outcome of this issue. I don't think the court, or for that matter, the Republicans who for decades have pushed the extreme agenda, have a clue about the power of American women. But they're about to find out, in my view. It's my hope and strong belief that women will, in fact, turn out in record numbers to reclaim the rights that have taken from them by the court. And let me be clear. While I wish it had not come to this, this is the fastest route available. I'm just stating a basic fundamental notion. The fastest way to restore Roe is to pass a national law codifying Roe, which I will sign immediately upon its passage at my desk. And we can't wait. Extreme Republican governors, extreme Republican state legislators, and Republican extremists in the Congress overall. All of them have not only fought to take away the right, our rights, but they're now determined to go as far as they can. Now, the most extreme Republican governors and state legislatures have taken the court's decision as a green light to impose some of the harshest and most restrictive laws seen in this country in a long time. These are the laws that not only put women's lives at risk, these are the laws that will cost lives. What we're witnessing is a giant step backwards in much of our country. Already, the bans are in effect in 13 states. 12 additional states are likely to ban choice in the coming weeks. But in the meantime, I'm signing this important executive order. I'm asking the Justice Department that, much like they did in the civil rights era, to do something, do everything in their power to protect these women seeking to invoke their rights. In states where clinics are still open, to protect them from intimidation, to protect the right of women to travel from state that prohibits seeking the medical attention that she needs to a state to provide that care. To protect the woman's right to the FDA-approved, the Federal Drug Administration-approved medication that's been available for over 20 years. The executive order provides safeguards to access care. The executive order protects access to contraceptions that I'm about to sign. And equally important, this executive order protects patient privacy and access to information. This is a moment, the moment, the moment to restore the rights that have been taken away from us, and the moment to protect our nation from the extremist agenda that is antithetical to everything we believe as Americans. Now I'm going to sign this executive order. Thank you all so very much.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.